Poor Uncle Dave Goes to the Zoo. It was the school summer holidays, and Uncle Dave had offered to take Emma and Sophie to the zoo. They were both very excited to see all the exotic animals, as was Uncle Dave. "Where should we visit first?" Uncle Dave asked as they examined the giant map at the front of the zoo. "I want to go to the reptile house," Sophie said. "I love snakes." "Me too," cried Emma. "They're so pretty and colourful." Uncle Dave didn't think this was a very good idea. He had a fear of snakes and thought it best for everybody that he stay as far away from them as possible. "How about the lemurs?" Uncle Dave suggested instead. "They're my absolute favourite animal in the whole world, and at this zoo they even let you go in the enclosure with them." "I am not seeing the lemurs," Emma exclaimed. "My friend Bethany said that when she saw the lemurs, one jumped on her head." "I do not want that," Sophie agreed. "One pooed on Abby Partridge. She showed us a photo at school." Uncle Dave tried to argue for anything other than the snakes, from the wallabies and the wombat to the giraffes and the grasshoppers, but his nieces would not be persuaded otherwise. They wanted to go to the reptile house, and they wanted to see the snakes. Uncle Dave sighed. "Okay, then." Emma and Sophie skipped away in front, chattering excitedly about pythons. Uncle Dave, meanwhile, trudged along behind, mentally preparing for the trial ahead. Poor Uncle Dave. The reptile house was full of marvellous creatures that were far more interesting than snakes, according to Uncle Dave at least. There were impressive iguanas, there were colourful chameleons, there was even a very large, very intimidating crocodile that watched them watching her with a very crooked grin of very sharp teeth. Uncle Dave spent an awfully long time studying them all, reading out all the information boards and throwing in random facts he thought he remembered from school. Anything that kept him away from the snake room. Emma and Sophie soon saw through him, though, and before he could say five-lined skink again, they were dragging him through the plastic curtain to see the snakes. There were many different kinds of snake. Red ones, green ones, long ones, short ones. There were snakes from all over the world in tanks on every wall. Emma and Sophie were fascinated by the way they slithered and slid around their handmade habitats. Uncle Dave, meanwhile, stood rooted to the middle of the room, doing his best to stay as far away from the tanks as possible. "Come and look at this one, Uncle Dave," Sophie called, pointing to a bright green and yellow tree snake.
I can see it from here," Uncle Dave replied. It's very nice."
"This is my favourite," Emma said, showing off the fat, diamond-backed python coiled in one corner of a different tank. "It's a constrictor that squeezes its prey before swallowing them."
Lovely,"
Uncle Dave said, trying his best to put his bravest face on. As they carried on through, Emma spotted a sign on the wall. "Snake Talks. Come and meet our reptile friends every day at 10:30.
"Can we stay for the snake talks, please, Uncle Dave?" Emma said.
I don't think so," Uncle Dave replied.
"Maybe we can go and see the lemurs now."
"No," they both said in unison, with a quite defiant tone that made Uncle Dave flinch. "We want to hold a snake."
"It doesn't say they let you hold it," he replied quickly, rereading the sign himself and hoping this was true.
"Please?"
They used that voice they knew he couldn't say no to. He sighed his little sigh again. "Okay, then." When Samira the zookeeper arrived in the snake room, she had a massive python draped over her shoulders. His name was Squeezy, for reasons Emma was all too keen to point out. Again. Samira let the gathered group stroke Squeezy while she told them all about his natural habitat and what he ate in the wild. Emma and Sophie hung on to her every word. Uncle Dave was scouting the nearest exits.
"Who would like to hold Squeezy?" Samira asked.
Emma and Sophie's hands immediately shot into the air. They were the only two in the group to do so. Uncle Dave's stomach immediately sank.
"He's a little big for you to hold on your own, girls," Samira apologised, much to Uncle Dave's relief.
"Unless there's an adult who can help you." They immediately turned to Uncle Dave.
"Absolutely not." He shook his head vigorously.
"Please,"
they whispered, not wanting to upset Squeezy.
"I'll be here the whole time to make sure you're okay," Samira intervened, with the only thing more dangerous than his niece's pleas. A cute smile. He couldn't resist all three.
Okay, then.
Uncle Dave sat on the stool provided and allowed Samira to drape Squeezy over his shoulders. His bottom lip trembled in a whimper as he felt the hefty snake rest against his neck for the first time. Emma stood on one side cradling Squeezy's head, while Sophie stood the other side stroking his tail. At first, Uncle Dave's heart was beating so fast that he thought it might set a new world record. As time went by, though, and he saw how happy Emma and Sophie both were, he felt the tension begin to ease from his shoulders, his heart rate began to slow, and soon he realised that holding a snake was not so bad after all. He still didn't like the way it looked at him from time to time, and was more than happy to hand him back to Samira after what felt like an eternity of holding him. But he was genuinely surprised by how calm and composed he had managed to stay throughout the whole ordeal. Emma and Sophie, meanwhile, were beaming with delight at the whole experience and had enjoyed every second.
"Thank you very much," they both said to Samira once the talk was over.
"You're very welcome," she replied. "Wasn't your uncle brave?" Her tone sounded a little more patronising than she had perhaps intended, but Uncle Dave didn't mind. She had given him another one of those smiles, so all had been forgiven.
"Can we see the lemurs now?" Uncle Dave asked as they left the reptile house.
"I want to see the elephants," Emma replied.
"I want to see the monkeys," Sophie replied.
"Don't forget the tigers," Emma said.
"Or the barn owls, they're my favourites,"
Sophie said.
"I thought you said that snakes were your favourites," Uncle Dave said, confused.
"They are, but so are barn owls," Sophie replied. Uncle Dave sighed, defeated once again.
"Okay, then."
They went to see the elephants. They went to see the monkeys. They went to see the tigers and to see the barn owls too. They went to see the hippos, parrots, giraffes and zebras. Everywhere but the lemurs. Poor Uncle Dave.
"You've got time for one more animal, girls," Uncle Dave announced after they'd eaten their picnic by the penguin pool. "Where would you like to go?"
Emma and Sophie thought very hard. Emma had really enjoyed seeing the turtles in the aquarium and would like to see them again, while Sophie's favourite animal had actually turned out to be Ernie, the albino kangaroo. But as both of them looked at Uncle Dave's slightly glum expression, they came to a decision they could both agree on.
"The lemurs, please, Uncle Dave."
Uncle Dave was over the moon. His face broke into the most enormous smile, and he strode away towards the lemurs so quickly that Emma and Sophie had to run to keep up. As they waited to enter the enclosure, they admitted they were still a bit nervous, but Uncle Dave promised to look after them in the same way they had looked after him with Squeezy. The lemurs leapt around their enclosure, swinging between tree branches, running around their houses, and tumbling over each other. Uncle Dave was fascinated by their fluffy tails and playful games, as were Emma and Sophie. One of the lemurs jumped from a wooden beam and landed on Uncle Dave's shoulder. Both Emma and Sophie cowered a little and backed away at first, but when they saw how happy Uncle Dave was with his newfound friend, they became less afraid. Curiosity took over instead, and soon they returned for a closer look. Uncle Dave bent down and it walked from his shoulder across onto Emma, then onto Sophie. They were both delighted by how soft it felt on their shoulders and the way its tail flicked itself around them. When it jumped off, they were both in love with their new lemur friend, as was Uncle Dave. They spent a few more minutes in the enclosure, watching the other lemurs playing and leaping over one another, before it was time to leave them and the rest of their furry, scaly and feathered friends behind. When they got home later that afternoon, Emma and Sophie were very keen to see Mummy and Daddy again and tell them all about the exciting time they'd had. "What was your favourite part of going to the zoo?" Mummy asked.
"Mine was seeing Uncle Dave hold a snake," Emma replied.
"Mine was being in the lemur enclosure," Sophie replied.
"Mine was spending a day at the zoo with my two favourite people," Uncle Dave replied, giving Emma and Sophie a great big hug and a kiss.